Answer one more question, which you didn't finish off with yesterday. Okay. So you guys are bothered by the idea in the Bavli, right? How does a Rambam reconcile the Bavli with his approach? The Rambam says, what is it not Baal Tosef? What do I have to do in order to make sure it's not Baal Tosef according to the Rambam? Right, and yet the Bavli seems to be struggling with this idea of Shira.
Nobody says that God's
to do this. And so why would they consider that to be a problem of Baal Tosef if according to the Rambam? I'm not saying the Rambam is a Gemara, but Rambam knew the Gemara. So why would they be concerned this is an issue about Tosef if all you have to do is say this is not Midoraisa?
What do they say in the Bracha for the Megillah?
Asher Kedishanu.
Isn't that a problem?
That's a separate question on Durabanans in general. It's a good question. The Tzivan, okay. What about the Yushalmi? The Yushalmi says what? The Yushalmi is a fusion. The Yushalmi says, how could they be, you're over about Tosef. How you not over about Tosef? Because we're going to use the Melchama Samalek, the Mitzvah Zecharias Samalek. So they use the Kisvuni Ladoros Bavli to justify it. So what's going on here? Why would you think? The question I want to ask is, I don't care which, I think the Rambam's arguing the Yerushalmi in agreement with the Bavli. But why is it that by the Bavli, let's say, like you guys were asking, like, well, I don't understand. They're not, as long as you don't say it's a Doraisa, it sounds like it should not be a problem about Tosef. That's all Chazal to say. We are now adding a Mitzvah Kumi from Megillah, and it's not from the Torah. So why would why is the Bavli seem to be sweating it out?
Because the Megillah has a unique quality.
The Rambam says that in order to be over Baal Tosef, what does Chazal have to do when they make a mitzvah?
Say it's from
God, right? So all the Gemara and the Bavli and Yerushalmi has to say is that it wasn't such a big struggle. What's the big deal? They make new mitzvahs all the time. Just say it's not from God. I'm talking about the book. We're talking about a mitzvah called Kriyas Megillah. What does a mitzvah have? Let me just ask you this. What does a mitzvah have in it to become a mitzvah? What does it require? Like the Rambam says in there. What?
Sure.
Well, no, but a maisa has what to it? A tzura, digdukin, etc. Right? Perushin. It has all. To be a mitzvah, I'm going to say this carefully. There is no difference between a mitzvah d'oraisa and a mitzvah d'rabbanan insofar as how they're structured. One is from God and one is from Rabbanon, but insofar as their structure is concerned, there's no difference. So if that's the case, yes. All right. Step one is Mati's saying there's nothing in it that shows you that it's any protective element whatsoever, but more than that.
It might do the opposite.
What do you mean? The problem that Chazal are facing is that it's not. The Rambam's right. The Rambam is right. The truth is that on a tactical level, all you have to do is make sure that when you make the mitzvah, that what do you say? It's not from God. But there's a problem here. Because what's the problem here? They're creating an actual mitzvah saseh. And that mitzvah saseh requires what to become a mitzvah?
Like lighting the menorah.
What?
Like lighting the menorah.
That's afterwards.
All the steps.
It has all the ingredients of a mitzvah d'oraisa. So there's nothing in it that naturally expresses itself as being something that is, hold on, that is a separate mitzvah. That's the struggle they're going through. Now see, again, what were Esther's steps? First she says, make a yantav. Right? Then what does she say?
Kriya.
Then, no. Then what does she say afterwards? Sefer. Kedusha. The Yom Tov Kriya. Then she says Sefer with Kedusha. And what's the last step she makes? She says, let's make a separate mitzvah. A separate mitzvah. That's the problem. The problem is, if it's going to be a separate mitzvah, how does that... Even though all Chazal have to do is say it doesn't come from Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the very mitzvah itself lends itself to that distortion. You understand? That's the problem. The mitzvah, the structure of the mitzvah itself lends itself to the distortion. That's exactly what Chazal are concerned with.
Like
right. So therefore, what do they have to do? What does the Bavli say they have to do?
They make it a different type of mitzvah, then it's not a...
It can't be. You can't make a different kind of mitzvah, because you make a mitzvah, you know what rule book you have to follow? The mitzvah d'oraisa rule book. That's the rule book you have to use. Notice, what does Megillah have? It has a maisa, it's a cloth, and dough, and all these... zman, right? Zman. Yeah. Right? All those things, do you find that in... mitzvahs, right? So that's what the Gemara is struggling with. The struggle of the Gemara is that... Yeah, you have a question, Yaakov?
Yeah, from the other side.
The point here, the problem is, the reason why the Neviim are going nuts about this is because, not because you're adding something new, but the problem is, in creating a mitzvah that has all the ingredients of mitzvah d'oraisa, what are people going to think? It comes... Right, it's a d'oraisa. That's the problem. The mitzvah itself is structured in that manner. You don't have that by normative d'rabbanans. Okay? So let's just review. What is that famous, not breaking the neder, last Rambam? He says in Parak Beis Halach Yuchas, Kol Sifrei Neviim. Oh, who's reading?
Go.
Kol Sifrei Neviim.
V'chol Aksuvim.
Asidin.
So astounding. Now, by the way, where does he get this from? Someone, the Yerushalmi. Someone asked before if he knew the Yerushalmi. It's a quote. It's right from the Gemara Yerushalmi. Okay. So all the Sifrei Tanakh, or excuse me, Chas v'Chalila, all the Sifrei Nach will be Mevatel in the Imos Mashiach, except for
the Megillah and Torah.
No, right. Chutz Megillas Esther. Why? Harehi. So it has the same. What does that mean? It has the same what?
Fulfillment.
No, that's what that means here.
Same lasting.
Same. What? Same, right? Same everlasting reality. Like we say this by Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's Kayam. The same everlasting reality as what? As the five books of. As well as? Right, as well as halachas is also. Like mitzvahs don't disappear. Right? That's why, like. Right, all the Sifrei Nach will be Mevatel. Okay. Now this is key. He makes a transition here. V'afal pichein. V'shekol. Now he's shifting his tone here. He's saying, and we also know that the recalling of
is that Yom Tov or
it can't be Yom Tov from the Torah.
Right. So
that's what he means. Tisha B'av. Okay, so as we know that the recollection of the remembering of Tzaros will also be Mevato. So hold on, Shneamar. V'chinistru me'enai. Okay, right. So the Tzaros were forgotten. Okay, and hidden from my eyes. Yimei Purim loyivatlu. The days of Purim. Why not? Shneamar, because Esther put in there. Right. So, of course, the Rava jumps on that and says, this is the words of a simple person, because how could it be, what does it mean to say that Sifrei Nach will be Mevatel? Okay, so how do you answer this Rambam? How do you answer Rambam?
Wait, no, so he explains the Rambam.
I understand. I want his answer. I want your answer. What I want to know is, I want to know.
The Rambam does not agree with the Rabbits.
I don't know. I want to evaluate the Rambam. What I want to know is, there's two questions in the Rambam. First is, what kind of idea, I mean, it's from the Yerushalmi. How can the Rambam propose as an idea, right? What kind of idea is it to say that a Sefer of Nach is Sefer Nach or Mevatel? And except for Megillas, except for Purim, okay? And then the other question is that, what's this idea of the Yemei Tzaros? Right? Why are they, why won't we keep the Yemei Tzaros in the times of Mashiach? And for some reason, Purim is excluded. Why? Why? Let's just make the obvious step, which is that, what does Yevatel here mean? Right. It only means losing Kedusha. It doesn't mean that they won't ask Sifrei Limud. They have infinite Chachma on them. It's just the question is they lose their status. You can go down, which is that you can try to figure out what exists in Megillas Esther as a story that would somehow make it so that it retains its Kedusha. That's one road. Which is okay. You're more than welcome to go down that road. But I think that'll lead to a disaster. What does the Gemara tell us openly about Megillah? Megillah is what? It's got some components of Sefer, meaning Sefer Torah, and some components of Igeres. So the problem is that the Sefer, there's only one Sefer that exists in Tanakh, that there is a not just a halachic structure, a chiyuv kriya that doesn't exist anywhere. That's what makes it similar to Torah. There's a chiyuv, there's a chefza, just like there's chefza of a Sefer Torah, there's a chefza of Megillah. There's a maisa kriya, there's a chiyuv kriya. That means that it's no different than Torah in that sense. That's why. So halachically speaking, it's an amazing thing. That's why you guys have to appreciate what Esther was able, with the Chachamim, what she pulled off. When she created, what she helped or assisted or whatever, was a partner in creating this mitzvah, Derabanan, what they really did was, this is why it's such a powerful institution. This is why the Gemara, Yerushalmi, and Bavli were resisted about it. Why? Because in the institution itself exists what? A Chiyuv Kriya that never existed before, except for by Torah. So that's the halachic idea of the Rambam, I'm saying. That's why the Kedusha cannot be lost. And that's why what we said our approach is a perfect approach. Because again, what does she do first? Wait, hold on. What does she do first? First, Yanta with the Kriya. Second, give it Kedusha. Once you give it Kedusha, then you could build off of that a mitzvah of Kriya.
Why can't you...
So what's the second question? What you guys were saying before, I think is correct. What's the Rambam say? The Rambam says that in the times of Mashiach, we will not recall Yemei Tzaros because of what Tucker was saying. Why not? What's the purpose of remembering Tzaros? The Rambam gives you the reason in the second one. First one doesn't tell you the reason why the Mevatel. We have no idea why. But the second one tells you the reason, right? What's the purpose? Think about it. Why? What's the purpose of remembering Yemei Tzara?
Corrective need.
Right. It's corrective. Because when you remember the bad things that happened to us, what does that do for you?
Correct.
No, it doesn't magically correct. What does it do?
It inspires you to change your ways.
Right. When you recall the Korban, what are we supposed to do?
Repent.
No. In general, why Tisha B'Av, okay? Why is there no reason to remember Tisha B'Av? When, what? Right, the whole purpose of remembering Tisha B'Av, when we celebrate Tisha B'Av, celebrate so to speak, what are we supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be doing tshuva as a result of it. The fact, as I said many times, the fact that we tolerate an existence of Klal Yisrael without a base of Mikdash shows that we haven't done tshuva.
Then why
is Yom Kippur retained? It's not so simple, by the way. It's brought down whether Yom Kippur is retained or not. In a high state. So if we're in a high state, what?
No need to correct it, correct?
No, there's always going to be a correction,
but we don't need that extent. We don't need the extent of correction that exists in Yemei Tzaros.
Right, so
we don't need that. We're not going to be a certain level that will be necessary. But then, but that doesn't answer why Yemei Purim won't be, right? So what you were saying.
Yemei Purim is separate from the Tzar Purim.
There is Tsar and Purim, but what else? So the fact there is Tsar and Purim, so for that reason, Purim should not be remembered.
It's an idea of Purim. It's to teach about the nature of Hashkacha.
By what? By Purim?
Yeah.
You have other things you can, what do you call it? Hashkacha existed by Tisha B'Av.
No, it's not an essential idea, though.
Better. No, it's what he was saying. Kimu v'kiblu. What is that idea of Kimu v'kiblu? The Gemara on Shabbos expands on this. What is the idea of Kimu v'kiblu? What do they accept upon themselves? Matan Torah. See, that's why Yemei Purim is still celebrated.
You need this because it wasn't forced.
Right, is that what? Right, is that, well, that's the Medrash, yeah. Right, exactly. This Kimu v'Kiblu was the pure intellectual, non-pressured acceptance of Torah that Bnei Yisrael went through. In fact, it's considered like the second Maimon Har Sinai. That's the reason why Yemei Purim can never be vatal. See, first you have to understand what the idea of Yemei Tzara is and why there's no need for Yemei Tzara in times of Mashiach. But then Purim has an added bonus to it. There's a factor to it that exists, which is the day of Kimu v'Kiblu. Right? It's the second
big focus at the end on the. It's specifically said that we remember Somos and Zaktam, that they remember.
Correct.
The,
correct.
The fast. And what
right.
And
but it's 100%.
That's very.
Sure. La'idim ha'isa ora v'simchas lamzikar. What's the ora? That Torah. So that's the essence of Purim. Kimu v'Kiblu. So that's why you may Purim whenever you invato. It's a day to celebrate the, what do you call it, the renewal of our relationship to Torah. Okay? That's a Rambam.
It's
also going to be... Okay? Oh, okay? So what happens?
Do you learn with your brother?
On the third day, right? I should say, the third day, what does Esther do? She goes to pay visit to?
Ahasuerus,
right? Okay. Oh, that's exactly what I think of. So, Vayicharosa Melech es Esther Malkas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Right, Shlosha Malachi Sharis Nizdanu La Ba'osa Shah. So the three angels were what?
Helping her.
We're helping her. We're assigned to her.
What does that mean?
Assistants. I don't know. Hashkacha.
Which word?
Okay.
What does that mean?
Which word?
Then why? What's going on here?
I know, but I'm saying like.
All right. So now, and then the question is, what happened? Right. So the first Malach was what? Lifting up her head.
She's weak.
Okay? Who says weak?
Huh?
Who says weak?
I did. In the Bekiyah Shema.
Fasting. Okay, you're right, but I'm saying, one thing is that, to bring hold up her head, okay? The second one is what? The second one is that she was a Masha Chutsha Chesed Aleh. Right, what does that mean? She had the
yes.
thread of, the
yeah,
string
no,
of Chesed.
Charm.
Okay. Charm. Chain. So she was able to find, I think Marsha says, that favor in Ahasuerus' eyes.
Grace.
And then the third one, which is that what? Which is that the Echad Shemasach as a Sharvet.
Extension of the Sefer.
Right, so the Sharvet was extended. So how far was it extended? See, the whole Machlok is about how long
it
was it.
To
that I have no idea. I don't know how. What's the idea of the Malach coming in and having and her head being held up? What does that mean? You guys are right. You're starting with the right foot, which is that this is the third day. She'd been fasting for 3 days. Obviously, she was very weak. Right? That's obvious. Okay, so what's the Gemara telling here? Gemara's telling you Hashkacha has to step in here because Esther couldn't do it on her own. That we've established. That's fine.
So she wanted to make her look beautiful. She was ugly.
Oh, no, she was ugly. What's the first one? So what is it? Why is it important that her head is held up?
Because otherwise she's going to get healed.
What's important about that?
Turn down to have dignity. Yeah,
better. Who is she?
She's the queen.
Right? The queen has to present herself as what before Ahasuerus?
Queen.
A queen. Which requires what? Your head erect, right? You're standing up with confidence, okay? But at the same time, she has to project a certain level of confidence, which she couldn't naturally because she was in a weak state. What else has to emerge?
Humility. Grace.
Grace. Okay? Favor, grace. Because what's that going to do to Ahasuerus? Ahasuerus has to see Esther at her finest. So what does he have to see? He has to see a queen who is
graceful.
Graceful. Right? That's the first two. But what do you see? What's the third malach for? So this is the most important step. Okay, you see, it wasn't enough that Esther presents to Ahasuerus in a manner where simply she does what? She removes him from a state of conflict, right? Because Ahasuerus does not want to be surprised. Okay, queen shows up, right? What's going to happen? So right, he's surprised. But what would her looking nice do? It would minimize. It would take away the conflict. That wasn't sufficient. What had to take place? It wasn't just that. Okay, you showed up. I will see you, but it has to be that I want to see you. The third malach is telling you that the hashgacha, the assistance there was that Ahasuerus was his removal of conflict, but he genuinely wanted to see her. He was happy that she was there. Why is that? Now, why is that important? No, what? Better. Why is it important? Why is it important that Ahasuerus right now be wholly committed, so to speak, to Esther? Better than accepting her offer. He would do that when he was out of state of conflict. That's not a problem. If it was just not conflicted, he'd accept the invitation. But what does he want? What? Better. What does she ask for?
A party.
With who?
Come on.
So what does that do to Ahasuerus right at that moment?
Puts him back into the state of...
Well, not back, but here it is. He goes, he wants to see her, and what's her response?
I don't
want to
see you.
What? I want you and Haman at the party. So now, what does that lead to? What does that lead to? Balayla who? See, that's what you have to understand about the Megillah. The Megillah is a story of hashgachic causality. Meaning what? Meaning every time there's some sort of involvement by hashgacha, what you really have to appreciate is all the entire causal chain that emerges as a result of that intervention. So for example, why is it so important for Ahasuerus to openly express he desires to see Esther? Because it puts him in a certain psychological state of mind that when she asks for him to come to the party with Haman, he's going to be that much more paranoid. You understand? The suspicion emerges because of that. You understand? That's what the Gemara is trying to show you.